Now with me are Tian Zhao and Sharon Wilson, who are two cardiologists at Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge. Just in closing, what are the areas that you think are probably the most promising or the most important to surmount in the whole field? Tian first, what do you think?
I think inflammation is the next frontier, right? So these narrowings in the heart, which cause heart attacks, they're made of lipid or cholesterol or fat, we know that.
In the arteries.
In the arteries.
The heart muscle.
Yeah. Exactly. But it's more complicated than that. It's about how the body reacts to this lipid, and inflammation is a major part of that. And we're here in Cambridge doing great work trying to treat that inflammation. So Professor Bennett talking about this, these senescent cells that are causing the inflammation, and he's doing great work trying to treat them. And I think that goes back to the very nature of human beings, of aging.
Sharon?
I'm more of a clinical cardiologist, so I'm more interested in the new work that's happening with biomarkers and actually getting the patient in sorted out. So it's very worthwhile to have lots of work within research in the basic science, but we also need to remember the person at the end of the equation is a patient.
Indeed. Now, when you say biomarkers, what does that mean?
So that's looking at assays like troponin, or what you've previously mentioned of the myosin C, of ways of detecting, is a person in front of me having a heart attack or having damage to their heart at this exact point? How can I prevent them from going on to have a major issue, and how we can treat them through the system efficiently and effectively.
Many people argue, though, that by the time you've got a person with a heart attack in front of you, it's a bit late. We should have intervened sooner. Are there any things on the horizon that enable us to make better predictions of the people who are at risk?
So even using the biomarkers in a different way, so they're using the biomarkers with myosin C, primarily looking at diseases such as aortic stenosis, which is a valvular problem, rather than a heart attack. And they're looking to see is where is the point where we can intervene before the heart is actually sustaining damage. And that's where I feel this is quite exciting. There's also a lot of work with people who've had a heart transplant, looking at biomarkers there to see, are we treating these patients effectively? How can we prevent them from rejecting their organs? And how can we make sure that the organs that we have available are being utilised appropriately?
What about the role of genetics? We've got the 100,000 Genomes Project in the NHS, for example. There's been enormous strides made in sequencing people's genomes. Are we seeing strong associations between certain combinations or cocktails of genes and people who are at risk of certain types of heart outcome?
We are. The 100,000 Genomes Project is a fantastic initiative, which is the NHS's behind. And we've seen benefits even in our clinical practice of some of our patients who've had problems with a dilated aorta or the big tube that comes out of the heart, who've got particular associations, which you may not have a specific gene that's been identified, but you can put their information in, get particular panels, get particular genes to identify new targets to go. You might have a person who's in Swansea who has a problem. You might have a person in Cambridge who has a problem. And their clinical data, you can try and get them to overlap to identify new targets. And I feel that that's very important.
Yeah, the whole big data of being able to look at very large numbers of people all at once across a population, that's very valuable, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's where some of our greatest gains in cardiology is going to come from in the next couple of years.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to find out whether you're right, aren't we? Because we'll have to have you back in about 5 years' time and see if actually your predictions have come true.
That would be very interesting, and I have a feeling that I will probably win against Tian and his inflammation.
Well, I think the thing is your solution, Sharon, is slightly more tractable in terms of looking for markers and that can predict things, whereas actually trying to intervene and change things is always going to be a bit more risky, and that's going to take a bit longer, isn't it, do you think?
We are doing work already in Cambridge trying to get the next step, so we're hopeful.